The sudden volleyball game became more interesting than my book. Yeah, men in kilts were sexy, but so were soldiers in shorts and nothing else. It took no time at all before they were sweating and taking turns playing. While some of them participated in the game, others sat down or went for a quick swim. A few came toward the pile of towels next to me, and I recognized Private Takata from the information office the day before. I turned my head, not wanting to be noticed, but it was too late. Our eyes met, and I saw the smile on his face grow. I groaned a bit. My relaxing day had vanished. "Hey, I know you! You came by the office yesterday!" he exclaimed. "How are you today, Private Takata?" He plopped down next to me and fished out his towel and blotted the sweat off his face. "I'm good, thanks. Nice to have a day off," he said. "Mm-hmm," I murmured in response. "Dragon, throw me my towel. It's the blue one," a handsome man yelled, coming toward us. His crystal blue eyes shined in contrast to his dark black hair. He stood a few feet in front of me, but I could tell he was as tall as my 5'9" stature. His thin, almost lanky body was filled with defined muscles. As he got closer, I noticed his eyes were like the petals of pale blue forget-me-nots. There was no smile on his thin, long face, but it wasn't harsh either. I looked at Takata, laughing as I questioned, "Dragon?" "He sees dragons," the other man replied in a serious tone and expression. "He's messing with me. He has to be," I thought. My right eyebrow arched and I crooked my head, expecting more of an explanation. "Tell her," Crystallized urged, with a wave and a chin jerk toward me. Takata turned bright red and stared at Crystallized with a look of hope that perhaps he'd let him off the hook. But no. Crystallized just raised an eyebrow to show his seriousness, and Takata turned his head toward me.